Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back and better than ever.
from John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today.
And today, martyrdom of St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist was an ascetic Jewish prophet known in Christianity as the forerunner of Jesus. John preached about God's final judgment and baptized repentant followers in preparation for it. Jesus was among the recipients of his rite of baptism. John was sentenced to death and subsequently beheaded by Herod Antipas, sometime between 28 and 36 A.D., after he rebuked him for divorcing his wife and unlawfully taking Herodias' wife, his brother, Herod Philip I. In fact, they were cousins, but they were so much more than just cousins. According to the New Testament, John the Baptist, who was born before Jesus, also had a miraculous birth. The drunken oath of a king, with a shallow sense of humor, a seductive dance, and the hateful heart of a queen, combined to bring about the martyrdom of John the Baptist. The greatest of prophets suffered the fate of so many Old Testament prophets before him. Rejection and martyrdom. The voice crying in the desert did not hesitate to accuse the guilty do not hesitate to speak the truth. But why? What possessed a man that he would give up his very life? This great religious reformer was sent by God to prepare the people for the Messiah. His vocation was one of selfless giving. The only power that he claimed was the Spirit of Yahweh. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. In Matthew chapter 3:11. Scripture tells us that many people followed John looking to him for hope, perhaps in anticipation of some great messianic power. John never allowed himself the false human honor of receiving these people for his own glory. He knew his calling was one of preparation. When the time came, he led his disciples to Jesus. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. John chapter 1, verses 35 to 37. It is John the Baptist who has pointed the way to Christ. John's life and death were a giving over of self for God and for other people. His simple style of life was one of complete detachment from earthly possessions. His heart was centered on God and the call that he heard from the Spirit of God speaking to his heart. Confident of God's grace, he had the courage to speak words of condemnation, repentance, and salvation. Each of us has a calling to which we must listen. No one will ever repeat the mission of John, and yet all of us are called to that very mission. It is the role of the Christian to witness to Jesus. Whatever our position in the world, we are called to be disciples of Christ. By our words and deeds, others should realize that we live in the joy of knowing that Jesus is Lord. We do not have to depend upon our own limited resources, but can draw strength from the vastness of Christ's saving grace. There is no doubt that Blessed John suffered imprisonment and chains as a witness to our Redeemer, whose forerunner he was. He gave his life for him. His persecutor had demanded not that he should deny Christ, but only that he should keep silent about the truth. Nevertheless, he died for Christ. Does Christ not say, "I am the truth"? Therefore, because John shed his blood for the truth, he surely died for Christ. Through his birth, preaching, and baptizing, he bore witness to the coming birth, preaching, and baptism of Christ. And by his own suffering, he showed that Christ also would suffer. Such was the quality and strength of the man who accepted the end of his present life by shedding his blood after the long imprisonment. He preached the freedom of heavenly peace, yet was thrown into irons by ungodly men. He was locked away in the darkness of prison, though he came bearing witness to the light of life and deserved to be called a bright and shining lamp by that light itself, which is Christ. According to the 1962 missal of Blessed John the 23rd, Saint John the 23rd, the extraordinary form of the Roman Rite, today is the feast of St. Sabina, the Church of St. Sabina of the Aventine, is a gem of Christian architecture. It owes its origin to the generosity of a Roman lady of the name of Sabina, who gave to the Christian community the house that she possessed in this aristocratic quarter of Rome. The martyrologies also commemorate another Saint Sabina, who died in Umbria. And the identity of name has caused confusion between the two women. Well, such is what Saint John the 23rd and today, the martyrdom of Saint John the Baptist. And so we are called to pray for our priests, to keep lifting up their hands. It's important for us to pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer today is for priests is coming from Pope Benedict XVI. Lord Jesus Christ, eternal high priest, you offered yourself to the Father on the altar of the cross, and through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, gave your priestly people a share in your redeeming sacrifice. Hear our prayer for the sanctification of our priests. Grant that all who are ordained to the ministerial priesthood may be ever more conformed to you, the Divine Master. May they preach the gospel with pure heart and clear conscience. Let them be shepherds according to your own heart, single-minded in service to you and to the Church, and shining examples of a holy, simple, and joyful life. Through the prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary, your mother and ours, draw all priests and the flocks entrusted to their care through the fullness of eternal life, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And our prayer today for priests is coming from Pope Benedict XVI. The Catholic priest always at our side when we fall, but go to confession. Go to confession. Receive that judgment of mercy that he will honor when we stand before him to face his justice. And St. John Vianney, he said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And St. John Vianney also said, he said, if you invoke the Blessed Virgin, when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. And thank you, Lord, for the gift of your holy church. And thank you for the lives of these precious saints. Thank you, Lord. And then we also now, we pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And tomorrow's sneak peek for tomorrow's Saint Jane Coogan. Saint Jane Coogan. So be tuning, ready to tune in for tomorrow. The saint of the day for tomorrow, Saint Jane Coogan. So that's who's on deck in the batter's box for tomorrow. Saint Jane Coogan. And as we pray for our the children, dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. And a prayer from Pope Benedict XVI for the protection of a child. O God, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help me to feel the effects of your mercy, so I may be protected from every misfortune, with you as my guide. O God, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. And Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the universal church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. And along with you, Saint Joseph, we ask for Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica, Saint Anthony. And we thank you, Lord, that you are children's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And so I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children. No plague will come near their tent. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from men of violence who plan to trip my feet. O Lord, I say to you, you are my God. Hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. Let the heads of those who surround me be covered with the trouble their lips have caused. So thank you, Lord, as we pray for children.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, call each other names. Children, play in the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children. God's little children. Sweet, precious children. Pretty, dirty children.
And now, our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to... What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And we pray for the souls who recently passed from this life. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all the dead known to you alone. In company with Christ, who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. O God, who has commanded us to honor our father and mother, have compassion in your mercy on the souls of my father and mother. Forgive them their sins and grant that I may see them in the joy of eternal brightness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May the soul of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. And we pray for the prodigals. We pray for those who have abandoned your word in your church. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them even when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And for our soldiers and veterans, may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. And by their power and protector, be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord Jesus, as St. John the Baptist also knew, you know what it is to be held captive. And we pray for all those resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those who've been diagnosed with diseases, cancers, strokes, whatever the circumstances might be in the lives of your people, Lord. We pray for those in hospitals, those who have been had violence thrown at them, or those who've had accidents, suffered accidents. We pray, Lord, for those in hospitals. Bless the hospitals, that their environment would be according to your will. So we pray for every need. We pray that you don't let us forget your command to support children and families in need. And we pray for the elderly. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. And so we pray for all these. And we just encourage you just to reach in. The Lord will accept you. We pray for Pope Francis and for all our clergy. And we pray for those who are held down by addictions and those who need deliverance. So just reach in and be freed from these addictions and things. Just like a chain that's been wrapped around your neck and weighing you down, the Lord can cut that chain where it just falls to the floor and free you. So just reach in. Go to Mass. Pray the Rosary. Divine Mercy. Eucharistic Adoration. Just reach in.
Darkness and hate, while the world around